Now remember, God told Abram to go, to leave his country and his kindred and his father's house. So Genesis 12, verse 4. So Abram went as the Lord told him, and Lot went with him. Now, wait a minute, I don't remember Lot. You know, God didn't say, go and take Lot with you, right? But yet, in verse 4, it says that Abram went, praise God, and the Lord, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai and his brother's son Lot, so his nephew, and all the possessions that they had gathered. Now, wait a minute. Do you see anything in there about any possessions? And all that they had gathered, and the persons whom they had acquired. In other words, all their slaves in Haran. And they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. Now, I mean, just think about that for a minute. Well, Eric, I don't see any big deal about that. Well, first of all, number one, God says, go from all these things, right? He doesn't say to take a town the size of Warsaw with him. You understand that about the population of Warsaw is what a combination of Abram and Lot would have taken with them in this case. Think about that for a minute. And no McDonald's. Yeah. So he took not only all the things that he possessed, all the slaves that he possessed, but also Lot, his nephew, and all the things that Lot possessed, and all of Lot's slaves and kids and wives and such. Even though God tells Abram to leave his country, his kindred, and his father's house and go. You see, Abram was faithful in that he went, right? But he is not faithful in that he takes his nephew and all that he owns. He takes his slaves. He takes his livestock. He takes his gold and his silver and everything. And then he goes, right? You see, I may not be rich, but I can connect with this type of faithfulness. Can't you? I mean, when you go to a strange place, isn't it comforting to take all of your possessions with you so that you know that you will have the comforts of home with you? I mean, isn't that why we buy campers when we travel? Some people, at least, right? So we can have all the comforts at home with us, right? Oh, but wait, Abram thought, you know, I need to take Lot because, you see, what you don't know is they train warriors in their family that defend the household, right? And so not only did Abram have his warriors that defended his possessions, but he also had Lot's warriors, right? And he knew that he was going out to an unknown land, right? And so he wasn't sure if he could depend on God's protection, and so he took Lot with him so that they would be protected. Teamwork and all, right? Now, I mean, I can kind of connect with that faithfulness. Can any of you? Yeah, isn't it nice to have that comfort? Yeah. Is anybody out there today? Yeah, all right. Just making sure. I feel like I'm pulling you today. I don't know if I'm out here all by myself or not. But I don't know about you, but I can connect with that. I can connect with that. Another example of Abram's shortcomings is in Genesis 12, beginning with verse 10, if you would look at that with me. Verse 10. Now listen. There was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to reside there as an alien, for the famine was severe in the land. Verse 11. When he was about to enter Egypt, now listen to me here, he said to his wife, Sarai, I know well that you are a woman beautiful in appearance, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, so that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared on your account.